The new survey is designed to find out where people draw the lines on issues of life and death and how their religious and political affiliations help determine that. 57% of respondents said Terri Schiavo's feeding tube should have been removed, and 80% said Congress and the president should not have intervened. Democrats were more likely than Republicans to support the tube removal, and Lutherans more likely than Catholics. Still, a majority of Republicans weighed in against the interference of the president and Congress. UW medical ethicist Alta Charo says the results correlate with national surveys on how conservatives view stem cell research, abortion, and genetic testing.
There's a large minority of people who disapprove of many of the choices that others are making and see this as a slippery slope problem. They worry that people will make not only bad choices but immoral choices, and yet at the same time express as much or even more skepticism about the wisdom of having the government control those choices.
The survey also asked how many people talked with family members about medical end-of-life decisions. St. Norbert survey analyst Wendy Scattergood says those results were impressive. 85% said they'd had such discussions.
Even among 18 to 24-year-olds, 67% of them said that they had had discussions about their wishes if they were in a situation like Terri Schiavo's. So it does definitely go up with age, but even among the youngest of our respondents, a big majority had had discussions.
The survey also found that more than half of respondents already have living wills. Those who were older with college degrees were the most likely to have put their medical directives down in writing, and more women than men had taken the necessary steps. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.